What about the sort of well, the things you ate in? I was asking you about. You ate with you boiled water in what?
Pots, kettles.
Okay. And
Mother had a couple of kettles. I don't remember having a whistling kettle, but we had kettles.
Okay. And you ate with what? When you set the table, you
had the regular silverware. Well, it was flatware, they called it then, and. Tell you the truth,
whenever you set the table, you always put out at each place
a knife, a fork, a spoon.
Yeah. Did now your mother had her regular everyday dishes, and then she had her
Sunday dishes. Oh yes.
She called out her
special dishes. That was for Christmas and special occasions.
Her good
one. Her good china. In fact, she still has, I think, three sets. All depends on which occasion's coming up. I know the wife's the same way.
Yes.
Drank many a glass of water out of a fruit jar. I mean, the jams, all came in with the snap tops. And then after you got ate all the contents, you had a water glass. I can remember the sugar and the flour and
was
coming in a print sack that when you'd wash it, the name of the company and everything else would wash out. Then it left a print. And I can remember Mother making aprons and different things out of it. In fact, I think I even had a couple of shirts made out of it.
Hmm.
Of course, it was a cotton. Most everything was bought then was cotton.
Yeah. What about feed or seed? That would come in a.
Dad didn't do much. He had very light. He used to handle some chicken feed. Now he had loose corn. I can remember that in a bin behind the back counter. It came in a print sack, flowery print.
Yeah. You call it real rough sack.
The gunny sacks? Yeah. Now, potatoes, that's a potato sack. And then you had the quarter inch mesh, or quarter three, that onions came in. But you had the gunny sack, which was the brown, real rough. I don't even know, I think they have a name for it, I don't know.
Well, nails came in like a barrel.
The only time I saw nails was in apple crates and orange crates. We didn't handle any hardware at all.
Well, beer.
No, and kegs. We didn't. Only thing I can remember.
What would run around a barrel to keep the staves in place?
Hoops.
And what did you call the guy who used to make barrels?
And beast the hell out of me.
You never remember?
We never had anything like that around here. Those were made in your part of the country. Georgia, Kentucky.
Did you make them here?
You know, now you mentioned, I think there was a barrel manufacturing plant in New Orleans. But I don't remember one around here.
There was, because I thought with the guy from...
It was right next to the match company, the Diamond Match Company, over by behind the St. Regis restaurant in Metairie. Not Metairie, it was in... I guess it was Metairie.
He used to work down there. I told me.
But the Diamond Match Company, so I can remember the logs stacked up front. I had an aunt that lived real close to them. And I think there was a barrel manufacturing plant right next to it.
I guess you had everything you wanted in Baton Rouge, you never needed really to travel anywhere else, did you? Would you ever go to travel